morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to read just a few verses of the scriptures, words of warning, words of invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is what he had to say. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Or friends, do you know how you stand with heaven? Do you know how the Lord looks at your life? Bankrupt, hopeless, wrecked, ruined. That's how we stand with heaven. Even the richest banker is bankrupt when it comes to spiritual realities. You may have been religious all your life, friends, but when it comes to access to heaven, we're bankrupt. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Those who know their poverty. Those who know their need of wealth. Those who know their need of repentance. Those who know that they have a great debt of sin that they owe, that they must repay. Only Christ can take us to heaven. Only Christ can pardon our sin. Only Christ can fit us. Left to ourselves, friends, we're bankrupt, hopeless, poor, wretched, blind, and naked. When it comes to righteousness, friends, we have not a scrap to bring into his holy presence. He looks at our lives, he looks at our motives, he looks at our thoughts, and he finds us wanting. He weighs us in the balance, and he finds us, according to his law, wanting, defective, woefully short. Oh, friends, blessed are the poor who see it. Blessed are those who know their poverty and their weakness. Dear friends, seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the only one who can pardon your sin. There is the only one who can cleanse your spirit. But oh, friends, if you go after mystics and mediums and spirits, you're headed on the path to hell. Oh, friends, if you follow after familiar spirits and mystics and psychics, then, friends, you're transgressing God's law. In subject, in danger of hell, in danger of judgment. Turn away from sin, turn away from disgrace, turn away from disobedience to God's law before it's too late. You know, we all stand in great need of repentance, great need of mercy, great need of cleansing. In and of ourselves, our hearts are sinful and stained and unclean. Only the Lord Jesus Christ has the power, has the authority to change us, to wash us, to deliver us from the grip and the chains of sin. Why have you neglected his warning? Do you think you'll escape his judgment? You know, they say, the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. How true that is of us. Oh, friends, our sins will find us out. Sow to the flesh, and you'll reap corruption. Sow to the wind, and you'll reap the whirlwind. We need repentance. We need mercy. We need deliverance from the grip and the power of the damnable power that has its hand around our throats. In Christ, there is grace. Blessed are those, friends, who mourn, who know the ugliness of their own hearts. The face is pretty, the heart is ugly. The stains of sin stain us like crimson, like a tattoo in the heart and in the spirit. Indelible. Oh, friends, our sins are a mark, a stain in the sight of God. The things that we've done wrong, they damn us for eternity. They cut us away from him forever. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the one with authority to forgive. There is the one with authority to pardon. Who else, friends, can raise the dead? Who else can open the eyes of the born blind? But our friends, when you think of yourself as seeing, you're left in darkness, in blindness. Seek him, turn to him, while he's still near at hand. Don't throw away the grace of the living God. Don't throw away his warning. Don't throw away his grace. You've been warned. Your blood is on your own head if you neglect it. Oh, friends, you think there'll be no judgment for sin? You go after psychics and mediums. You think you'll escape judgment? You think you'll escape the anger of God? That anger and curse rests on you even now. Very shortly, friends, we shall be judged. Very shortly, we must give an account for the things we've said and done. Seek him. Turn to him. Turn away from sin before it's too late. Ask him for light. Ask him for life. Ask him for grace. We don't need to turn to mediums or spirits or psychics. God has revealed his warnings in his own word. God has called us and invited us through his own dear son. And if we neglect such a warning, friends, where will we be? Where will you be? If you neglect his grace, neglect his kindness, neglect his goodness towards us, where will you be very shortly? Our lives are short. They're like a puff of cloud that passes away, like a flower that flourishes and then fades. Shortly we return to the dust from which we came. Shortly we come, we return, all around us and inside us, watching us, noting us, seeing us. Oh, friends, how foolish to neglect his call and his word. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Don't neglect his goodness. Don't neglect his patience. Don't neglect his kindness. Oh, friends, by nature we're sinful. By nature we're stained. By nature we deserve hell, every one of us. But in the Lord Jesus Christ there is mercy to wash us and to cleanse us. In the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is a place we can be changed. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But our friends go after mediums and psychics and the dead, the living dead, and judgment awaits you. Judgment hangs over your head like a sword. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, you're not arguing with his messenger, you're arguing with God himself. You're arguing with the living God himself. And oh, friends, he is the one who holds our breath and our life in his very hands. Where will you be, friends, very shortly, when you must face God, eye to eye, face to face, for the things you've done, for the things you've said, for the things that you are? How will you face God, the one who's loved you, the one who has blessed you, the one who's watched over you, the one who's cared for you? And all friends, he will pass you into the place of outer darkness, into the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Where's the benefit, friends, of a wasted soul? Where's the outcome of throwing away your eternal spirits? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Ask him for grace. Ask him for kindness while he may still be near at hand. Let the wicked one forsake his way and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will have mercy. Oh, friends, where's the benefits? If you live like a fool, if you live like a puppet of the flesh, live like Satan's tool, seek him. Turn back from sin while he's still near at hand. Ask him for grace and for kindness while he's still near at hand. In the Lord Jesus Christ is the only light for our dark nation. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is grace and power to cleanse us, to wash us, and to change us. By nature, friends, we're deluded. We are darkness. By nature, we're led astray by our own flesh and by our own opinions. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power to cleanse us, to wash us, and to change us. Go to the cross, and you'll taste it. You'll find him. But our friends live in unbelief and in folly, and your whole soul is just ash, waiting to be destroyed, waiting to be cast away. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. By nature, we're stubble. By nature, we're chaff. Our lives are like a cigarette butt. It shortly passes through. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is grace and power to cleanse us and to change us. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, what have you done with the warnings of God? What have you done with his commandments? What have you done, friends, with a solemn warning of judgment? Where do you think you'll be in the eternal fire if you don't know his grace? You don't know his washing. Don't know his forgiveness. In the Lord Jesus is one who says to us, "Come unto me." And every one of them goes to hell without Christ. But in Christ, there is an opportunity to return and to seek him and to turn to him. Oh, friends, we may be argumentative with God, but sooner or later we must give an account of the way that we've lived, the way that we've spoken, the way that we've interrupted his messengers. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. In the Saviour, there is life and grace and power to wash us and to cleanse us. But our friends, by nature, we're foolish. By nature, we're darkened. By nature, we're hardened against sin. Do you know, for 3 years, I ran away from God, like many of you. But in the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who draws us near, the one who washes us, the one who cleanses us, the one who lifts us up out of the cesspool of sin. But if you prefer to live like a pig and wallow in the mire, that's your choice. But you'll be accountable for it. You'll be accountable for it. In the Lord Jesus Christ is power to cleanse us and to wash us and to change us. He is just. He is righteous. He knows all about us, and he will weigh our lives and our light our words in his own sight. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is grace and power to wash us, to cleanse us, and to change us. All you need to do is read his words, seek his face, humble yourselves, pray to him, ask him for light, ask him for understanding. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the Lord Jesus Christ is the wealth of heaven. It's a great to change us, to wash us, and to lift us up from the grave. But our friends, live for self, live for drink, live for drugs, live for pleasure, live for the here and now, and you'll be cut off in Christ. There is the return. Why have you neglected his word? Why have you neglected his warning? Why have you neglected his kindness? What benefit do you think you'll get from a life of sin? Oh, friends, what have you exchanged? What have you exchanged for your soul? What great benefit have you gained from living for sin? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, in Christ there is life and grace and power to wash us, to cleanse us, and to change us. What have you done, friends, with his word? What have you done with his grace? What have you done with his great kindness and his goodness? By nature, we're sinful. By nature, we're stained. By nature, friends, we're outside of the pale of his law. Every one of us stands condemned and under his law, under his anger, under his indignation. But in the Saviour, there is grace and power to lift us up, to cleanse us, and to wash us. How neglectful not to know the way of grace, not to know his power and his goodness. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near hand. Oh, friends, what have you done with your own life? What have you done with your own gifts? What have you done with your own blessings? Thrown them all away on self? Live for self? Live for your own pleasure? Live for darkness? Live for sin? Where's the benefit in that? Where's the outcome in that? Our good works, friends, are stained rags. They'll do nothing in his presence. They'll do nothing in his grace. In the Lord Jesus Christ is power to cleanse us and to wash us and to change us. Oh, friends, turn away from sin. Turn back before it's too late. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. In the Saviour, there is grace and power to cleanse us, to wash us. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't you see your spirit? Don't you see your heart? Stained, unclean, unfit for prayer, for worship. Oh, friends, every one of us stands condemned. Every one of us stands under God's anger, waiting for his judgment. You never heard of Belshazzar, the great-grandson, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian emperor? He was a party boy. He lived for wine and women and song. He lived his life to the full. And in the day of his death, while he was still young, this is what Daniel said to him: the God in whose hands your very ways are, you have not glorified, you have not known him, you haven't honored him. He holds your breath, he holds your heartbeats. And what have you done with his name, with his invitation, with his gracious warning? Oh, friends, wake up to wisdom. Take hold of God through his word. Take his word seriously. Seek him and turn to him in his dear son. Where's the benefit in a life lived for the flesh? Where's the outcome in a life lived for pleasure? Do you not hear what the New Testament says? You're dead while you still live. You're a zombie if you live for pleasure. But in Christ, there, friends, is the breath of life. There is insight. There is perception. There is grace to wash us, to cleanse us. Where's the benefit, friends, in following after mediums and psychics and the living dead? In God is his own word, revealed through his Son. And all, friends, he warns us. He invites us to purity, to life, to power, to cleansing. Why have you lived like a fool? Why have you lived carelessly? Why have you lived neglectfully? Why haven't you taken his commandments seriously? Do you not hear the very first commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Why then, friends, are our hearts like ice? Why then, friends, are our hearts full of darkness and folly and unbelief? When God says to us, you shall not take my name in vain, we curse him. We reject him. The very place of access into his presence we despise. Oh, friends, where do you think you'll be if you carry on like that? Where do you think you are now in the sight of God, in his plan and in his mind and in his purpose? Do you not see his anger? Do you not see his judgment? Do you not see his indignation? Do you not see we rightly deserve to go to hell? Blessed are those who mourn, those who've woken up to who they are and what they're like, how stained and unclean their lives are, how much they need that power, that cleansing, that gift of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, if you carry on in sex outside of marriage, if you carry on in adultery, in abortion, in homosexuality, in transgenderism, you'll come under the indignation and the anger of God. In Christ is the means of return. In the Saviour is the deliverance from the cobweb of lies into which we fall. In Christ is the command to repent. In Christ is the call to life and call to mercy. Why have you despised your own benefit? Where's the benefit in despising the doctor when he warns you of the diagnosis? Where's the benefit in punching the fireman when he comes to rescue from the burning building? Where's the outcome, friends, for the tramp who curses at the ambulanceman who tenderly lifts him up out of the grave? This is where we stand, haters of righteousness, haters of wisdom, haters of truth, haters of God's warning. Where's the benefit in that? Where's the outcome? Come near to God. Draw near to God, wherever you are, whatever you've done, wherever you've been. Knock on his door. Ask him for light. Ask him for understanding. Ask him for sight of who you are. Ask him to show you your sin. Ask him to show you his grace and his power. He commands you. He invites you. In Christ is the only means of return. By nature, friends, we're cut off and dead and under a curse. And a medium or a psychic will take you further away into hell. Don't take it, friends. It'll kill you. It'll damn you. But in Christ, there is grace to wash us, to cleanse us, to bless us. In the Saviour is light and grace to cleanse us from sin. Where's the benefit, friends, in living for pleasure? Where's the outcome in living for the here and now? Where's the benefit in following human tradition? Turn back from sin before it ruins you. Go to the cross. Go to the Christ. Go back to God. Go back to his Lamb. In Christ is the power to cleanse us, to wash us. In Christ is the power to lift up the wounded and the poor and the naked and the blind. Oh, friends, in him is bread, the bread of life for our hungry spirits. In him is the water of life to slake our thirst, to bless us, to heal us. Where else will you go for satisfaction? Where else will you find real delight or pleasure? The wells of this world are cracked and full of bitter water that will not satisfy the soul. Oh, friends, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Why do you spend your labour for that which never really satisfies the heart? In Christ, there is the pearl of great price. There is the bread of life. There is strength and nutrition and substance, even for the worst of us, even for the weakest of us. In the Lord Jesus Christ is power to cleanse us and to wash us. Seek him. Turn to him. Ask him for light, for grace, while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, again, the Saviour says this: blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Why does God seem distant? Why does he seem abstract? Because our hearts are stained with sin. Oh, friends, our own spirits are like a lens through which we see God. If our hearts are stained with sin, cataracted out with transgression, we can see nothing of God. We can see nothing of his love. We can see nothing of his patience. And here is how we stand by nature: impure, unclean, unfit, unready to pray, unable to come to him by nature. And oh, friends, in Christ is the cleanser. In Christ is the fountain of life. Why do you prefer filth? Why do you prefer darkness? Why do you prefer excuses? Why do you neglect his call and his command to holiness, to purity, to strength? In Christ, there is the means of return from the dark paths of sin. However low you are, look at Mary Magdalene, a prostitute, probably, possessed by seven devils. Oh, friends, shameful and unspeakable, lifted up out of the cesspool of sin by the Saviour. Look at Zacchaeus, a gangster, a broken and a foolish man, and yet an extortioner, very wealthy in himself. But oh, friends, an ugly and a wounded man, washed and changed and lifted up by the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, look at Levi, a collaborator, an evil traitor of his people, but our friends, washed and changed and gloriously lifted up by the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are you in his sight, friends? What is your life worth in the weight of eternity? When you die, where will you be? If you carry on as you are now, handing out foolish leaflets, handing out invitations to hell, where will you be, friends, before long, if you carry on as you are now? You're already a son of hell. What are you making of yourself? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Break off from sin. Break off from the things you know disgraced you and insult God. Seek him, turn to him, ask him for light, for wisdom. Wisdom cries without. At the chief corners of the streets, it calls out for grace and for help. In the Saviour, there is life and grace. Something to read if you'd like. Good. Have a look at it. I think you'll find it encouraging.
Yeah.
You may be a believer. You may be a believer, but you may find it helpful. Oh, friend. God bless you.
I just wanted to know the truth. That's why I'm here.
God bless.
I read it.
So what's your problem?
What I told you, what is not there.
You read the Bible. What so what is your problem?
The Bible.
What's your problem?
The Bible. Tell me.
Have you read the Tanakh?
Read the Bible.
Have you read the Tanakh?
Come on.
Have you read the Tanakh?
The Tanakh. No.
It is the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim.
Yeah.
The three books, the three components of the Old Testament. Have you read them?
The Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. In Hebrew?
Listen what I'm going to answer to.
Have you read them? Have you read God's warning? Have you read God's testimony? Have you read very plainly how we will go to hell if we carry on as we are now? Unless we know mercy, unless we know repentance. Christ is the Lamb of God. He is the only one born of a virgin. He is the only one without sin, not like Muhammad who was stained with sin and had to be prayed for. And even now you still pray for him. No, of course not. Muhammad is dead. He's in dust. Christ is the Word of God. Kelimat Allah. Ibn Maryam. Christ, friends, is the judge of our nature. He is the one who will return in the second day. The Quran tells you all four of those things and yet you reject him. You haven't listened to his words. Where do you think you're going to be in the day of judgment if you neglect such wisdom, such grace, such kindness? My friend, go back to the Bible and read it.
You have to listen.
In the Lord Jesus Christ is the only means of return. Oh, friends, he says of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. If we live for ourselves, friends, we're doomed. We're doomed. If we live for ourselves and according to our own opinions, we're in darkness. You know what the scriptures say of us by nature? They say we are darkness. In the abstract, we are at enmity with God. Our minds, our lives, our hearts are enemies of God by nature. Children of the curse. Children of indignation, but in Christ there is the means of return. Seek him, friends, while he may be turned to. Go to him for life. In the Saviour, there and there alone is grace to wash us, to cleanse us, and to change us. Oh, friends, where do you think you're going to be after you die? You think you're going to be pushing up the daisies? Hear what Daniel says. Those that now sleep in the dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Do you really think there is no hell? Do you think there is no judgment? Wake up, friends. Wake up to judgment. In Christ is the only means of escape from the anger of God. In Christ is the only means by which our spirits can be cleansed and washed. If we carry on as we are now, friends, we're doomed. We're lost. We're under his indignation. Every moment, every second, he looks at us with indignation. He weighs our spirits, our lives, and he says, what a mess. What a shipwreck you've made of your soul. What a shipwreck you made of your prayer life. What kind of standing do you have with God in heaven? Oh, friends, we need mercy. We need repentance. We need life. We need his Holy Spirit. And where will you find it outside of the Saviour? In him and in him alone is mercy. Who else could wash you? Can Gautama Siddhartha, the Buddha, change you? Can Confucius bless you? They're dead. They're rotten. They've gone. They're in dust. They're corrupt themselves, awaiting for judgment. As you are too. Wake up to wisdom. Wake up to call. Wake up to his grace and his kindness. Seek him while he may be found. Friends, if a man kept silence, he wouldn't care for you. He wouldn't love you. If you live for yourselves, where do you think you're going to be? Where do you think you're going to be? When you die, when you face God, where do you think you're going to be? Oh, friends, we need his grace. We need his washing. We need his cleansing. This is what the apostle said. Not in your spirit, not in your heart. Not in your heart. Your heart is filthy. Your heart is despicable in the sight of God. You need to be washed. You need to be changed. If we say that we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves. We're living a lie. But in Christ, there is power to cleanse us. Power to wash us. Power to transform us. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is real grace and power to feed us, to change us. Dear friends, wake up before it's too late. Don't sleepwalk to hell. Don't sleepwalk down to judgment. Now is the day to seek him. Now is the day to find him. Now is the day to come to him. Oh, friends, where will throwing apples get you? You know, God is against you. God is against you. How can you overcome God? How can you fight with omnipotence? How can you outwit omniscience? How can you escape from omnipresence? Cut my head off, stick it on a pole. Oh, friends, it won't do you any good. God himself will speak to you still. Do not fear men. Fear the God who can cast us both body and soul into hell. Fear him. That's what Christ said. He numbers the hairs on our heads. He knows the numbers of our breath. He knows our lives. He knows our poverty. He knows our ugliness. He knows the inward stains and wounds of our hearts. And he calls us to life. Here is the great thing, friends. He calls us to mercy. He calls us to change. He calls us to renewed spirits and a renewed heart. In Christ is the gift of a new birth. Mileda teni. Oh, asdikei. Where is your wisdom? Where is your kindness? Where is your love of God? Where is your remembrance of his warnings? You know, if your father came looking for you, perhaps you'd curse him. Perhaps you'd reject him. But how shameful. We're to honor our parents. Here is the father of fatherhood. Without sin, without blame, without curse. And he comes to us, seeking us. In our places, in our homes, in our studies, in our places of work. He seeks us, he calls us, he invites us. And what do you think he'll do, friends, if you slam the door, curse his name, reject his law, reject his mercy? Where do you think you'll be? Where do you think you're going? Where do you think you'll be after death? Where do you think you'll be in the judgment? Do you think there is no judgment to come? Oh, friends, you're sorely deluded. Hear again what Daniel says. Those who now sleep in the dust shall awake, some to shame and everlasting contempt, others to life, others to mercy, others to grace. Go to that great fountain of life and taste and drink and wash and cleanse. In him is grace to change us and to wash us. Seek him and turn to him. Christ is the great Lamb of God who alone can wash our filthy spirits, who alone can change our crooked hearts, who alone can correct us and guide us. In him is the living spirit from heaven. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, where do you think you'll be very shortly if you carry on as you are now? Foolishly, recklessly, carelessly, neglecting God's warning, neglecting his kindness. Where do you think you'll be, friends, if you neglect the very purpose of your life? The very purpose for which God made you. The very purpose which he upholds you and undergirds you, gives you breath and strength and life right now. Why do you think he's given you the next breath? Why do you think he's given the next life? Where do you think his strength and his grace comes from? Turn to him while he's still near at hand. Don't, friends, harden your hearts while he's still near. Seek him and ask him for life and for grace while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, you need to turn to Christ. He is the only means of pardon. He is the only means, the only way by which we can go to heaven. The only way, friends, by which our hearts can be cleansed and washed. This man, on the other hand, will damn you. He knows it. In his heart of hearts, he knows this is a cursed thing to do. He knows he's breaking God's law. He knows he's under God's judgment. And all friends, this man will judge you. He'll damn you. He'll lead you low. Where's the benefit, friends? In throwing water at a preacher, when it's God himself who argues with you. It's God himself who judges you. It's God himself who pleads with you. It's God himself who warns you. It's God himself who invites you. Dear friends, seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Our time is short. Very shortly, friends, we shall enter his presence. Very shortly, friends, we will know his judgment. Very shortly, we will know whether we are being reasonable or not. You know, he's been very, very patient with us. Very, very reasonable to us. He's given us gifts without number. He's warned us tenderly and patiently, times without number. But our friends, harden your hearts, harden your spirits. Where do you think you'll be? Where do you think you're going to be? Now is the day. Ya'achi, ya'achi, utlupu, utlupu, utlupu. While he may be found, fi tawfiq, fil Yeshua Masih, fi tawfiq, fi istilah, mal Masih, utlupu, while he may still be found. Don't harden your heart. Don't live like a fool. Don't live for the here and now. Where's the benefit in that? If your brother saw you now, what do you think he'd say to you? What a mess you've made of your life. But in Christ, there is the means of return. There is his power and his grace and his kindness to seek us. He loves us. He cares for us. He has a concern for us. Who else loves your spirit? Or friends, who else has a concern about your prayer life? Who else has a concern about your worship? You don't care. You don't care for your children. You don't care for your grandchildren. You prefer they went to hell with you. You don't care, friends, nor does your teacher, nor does your professor, nor do your parents. Or friends, who really cares for your spirits? Who really cares about your relationship with God? Christ does. He is faithful. He warns us with his own body, with his own blood. Why do you think he died on the cross? You think it's a mistake? You think it was a defeat? No, look at the cross. What was the very first thing the Saviour said when he went to death? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do you know what you've done with your soul? Do you know what you've done with eternity? Do you know what you've done with judgment? Do you know what you've done with sin? Friends, do you know what you're doing even now? Throwing away your spirit, throwing away your opportunities, throwing away grace. Oh, friends, how foolish. In Moses' day, it was said, I look after mental patients often. I look after them often. My friends, I am a doctor. I am a doctor. My friends, I work in a hospital. I am a doctor. I am a doctor. I am a doctor, yes. No, you need to be warned. You know, in the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way your sins can be washed away. If you carry on as you are now, you're going to head for trouble. You're going to head for judgment. You need his mercy. You need his grace. Turn back from sin before it's too late. Oh, friends, I'm not going to let you go down to hell without some very clear warning. I'm not going to let go of you without some very clear warning. Seek him. Turn to him while he's still near at hand. In the Lord Jesus Christ is grace to bless us, to change us.
Go away!
My friend.
Go away! No, my friend!
You need to repent. You need to turn back. If you carry on as you are now, you're headed for judgment. Seek him. Oh, friends, where's the benefit of a life of sin? Where's the outcome in carrying on as you are now? Seek him. Turn to him. Ask him for grace and for wisdom while he may still be found. In the Saviour, there is the fountain of life. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is grace to wash us, to change us, and to bless us. If we say that we have no sin, we make God a liar. Is that what you want to do? You belie God in order to justify yourself, make excuses, say his standards are too high for you. How foolish. How neglectful. Oh, friends, I have a little time left, and I must go. But you have very little time left, and shortly too, you must go. Seek him. While he may be found, call upon him while he's still near at hand. Don't throw away your eternal soul. Ask him for grace. Ask him for light. Ask him for understanding. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is grace and power. There, friends, is benevolence and kindness. If only we sought him. The problem with us is we re-crucify to ourselves the warning. Re-crucify to ourselves the mercy of God. Oh, friends, if they died without mercy at the hand of two or three witnesses who heard God's law, how much sorer do you think the punishment of Stratford will be if they neglect God's mercy? We need his grace. We need to seek him. We need to turn to him. In Christ is the great Lamb of God who alone can wash away our sin, cleanse our spirits, make us new, lift us up to heaven, however dark we are. In Christ, there, friends, is life and grace and power. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Hear the words of the Apostle James. He says this: draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Seek him. Turn to him. Ask him, friends, for understanding. Ask him, friends, for light. Where's the benefit in living foolishly, in living carelessly? Where's the outcome in living your life like a fool, living just like a cigarette, fit only to be thrown away at the end of life, like a cigarette butt? No, friends, where is your life? Where is your spirit? Where is your relationship with the living God? Where is your fear of God? Where is your grasp of wisdom? Seek him. Turn to him. Ask him for light and for understanding while he may still be found. The way to destruction is broad, and many there are who go in it. The way to life is narrow, and few there are who find it. It's easy to go to hell. It's easy to go to judgment. It's easy to sleepwalk into indignation. Easy, friends, because we are under God's indignation by nature. Seek him, turn to him for grace and for mercy while he may still be found. Go to him, friends. The Saviour beckons us. The Saviour pleads with us. The Saviour warns us with his own broken body, with his own spilt blood. He cries to us, why have you neglected grace? Why have you neglected mercy? Why have you neglected repentance? Oh, friends, what a precious opportunity we have. And how you've wasted it. How you've thrown it away. Your own soul, your own hope, your own life. But in Christ, there is the means of return. Go to him, friends. Go to him for grace and for life while he may still be found. Turn to him while he's still near at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ said this, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Really? Where do you think you're going? Where do you think you'll be after death? Where do you think you'll be when you must give an account? You think there'll be no accounting? You really think there'll be no audit? No weighing? No sifting? This is what Daniel said to Belshazzar. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Your days are numbered. Your spirit is weighed. Your body will be severed from your soul. And all friends, in that day, where will you be? How will you give an account? We need his mercy. We need his grace. We need that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. We need the gift of the new birth. Without it, friends, we're on the high road to hell. The high road to indignation. The high road to disobedience. Do you think sin is going to stay the same? No, it gets worse. Look at the ugliness on your chest. Look at the ugliness in your heart. Oh, friends, our sins get worse. Year on year, they grip us and hold us more and more. Like a black hole, we sink further and further into depravity as we go on. But in Christ, there is the means of cleansing. There is the fountain of life. There is power to cleanse even the most wicked person in Stratford. The great problem with us is we prefer to be filthy. We prefer to be dirty. We prefer to be unbelieving. We prefer to neglect him. Where is your wisdom, friends? Where is your understanding? Where is your light? If you rejected the light of this world, where is your light? Is it not a great darkness? Oh, friends, seek him and turn to him. It was thrown at me. It was thrown at me. Don't worry. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is grace and power to wash us, to cleanse us, and to change us. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, eternal life matters. Eternal life matters. In Christ is the only means of escape from judgment. Why do you reject him? Why do you hate him? Why do you neglect his ways? Why do you neglect his great goodness? Where is the patience? Where is the kindness to God? Oh, friends, with great tenderness he's warned us and called us and invited us. Seek him while he may still be found. Please read this. They're welcome. They're welcome. In he's gone. He's gone a long time. Yeah, don't worry about it. Listen, if they kill me, it doesn't bother me too much. It would bother others, I know. It would certainly bother my wife.
I'm not going to let anyone hurt you.
Thank you. You're very kind to say that. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, their friends, is the fountain of life and the fountain of mercy. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friends, where will he be in the judgments? Where will he be after death? Where will he be, friends, if you carry on as you are now? Do you not see the foolishness of sin? Do you not see the foolishness of living for self? How dangerous, how damaging, how unclean to live as though this life was all you had. In the Saviour, there is the way of peace. There is the way of grace. Who is Christ? He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In him is grace and life and power to cleanse us and to wash us. Dear friends, more important than life itself is to know his love, to know his grace, to know his warning, to know his guidance. Where have you been, friends? What have you done with your spirits and your hearts? Where will you be if you carry on as you are now? What kind of person are you going to be in 5 years, in 10 years, if you let sin full reign over your heart? Seek righteousness. Seek wisdom. Seek grace. Seek pardon and mercy through the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find it in no other. Muhammad can't save you. Confucius can't help you. Gautama Siddhartha is dead and buried. The writers of the Bhagavad Gita, long since dust and condemned. Guru Nanak can't help you. Only Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. Only Christ said of himself, I am the resurrection and the life. Because he's the beginning of all creation and he's the one who'll seal it up. He's the one who brought us into being and he's the one for whom we live. In him is life and grace and power. Seek him and turned him while he's still near at hand. Oh, friend, what have you done with your spirit? What have you done with your heart? What have you done with the mercy of God? Please take it and read it. I think you'll find it helpful. And there's something else. Please have a look at it.
Paradise.
God bless you. Where is paradise? Where God is. Where God is. Where God is, there's paradise.
I am a sinner.
We're all sinners, but we need to be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to confess our sins openly to him and ask him for a new heart. Ask him for resurrection from the dead. Ask him for eyes that see, not blind ones like the ones we have now. In Jesus Christ, there is the shepherd who help us and guide us and lead us. He and he alone has the right to every part of our being. He is the master of our soul. Say again. Jesus said to the thief who just simply said to him, remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Today I say to you, you'll be with me in paradise. Remember me. What he meant by that was, I've wrecked my life, I've ruined my spirit, I've lived like a fool. I need your mercy. I need your cleansing. I need your power. Go to Christ. Read his words. Go to a church that preaches the word faithfully. Say again. There certainly is, yes. Because Christ came back from the dead to warn us about it. More than anybody else, Jesus warned us about hell. What textual evidence? The Jewish Bible alone speaks very clearly of hell. The New Testament speaks very clearly of hell. And it speaks of Christ's resurrection. Hundreds of years before he was raised. I'm going to have to go. What's your name, if I may ask?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, I'm Charles. God bless Jonathan. Well, don't worry about me. I'm more worried about the other.